You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumhold, and I'm your host from now until 11 o'clock. We got a lot of great music in store for you tonight. We've got some new tunes. We've got some old tunes, some old favorites, and we've got some live music that I am very excited about. Our guests this evening are Starving in the Belly of the Whale. They were here this past winter doing some live tunes, and they're getting ready, working on a new album. They've got some new members and some really cool songs. I was really excited when they were sound checking because they've got some really cool music to share with you. So we're going to go ahead and let them play, and then we'll be back to talk with them a little more here in just a few minutes. I'm going to hand things over to Starving in the Belly of the Whale.
Over the residue of civilizations and ideas too.
That song's off of our new album we're recording called What If. This next song is called... I'm not sure what the name of the next song is. Don't Turn Away is the name of the next song. Travel by train, far away till no one knows our names. I found true happiness not too long ago.
nights of sunny skies, a storm is on its way.
Was Starving in the Belly of the Whale live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to talk with them and to hear some more live music that's coming up next on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Booknook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliet Frumholt, and I'm moving a slightly squeaky microphone, but I am very excited to welcome our guests into the studio. You just heard them play live. They are Starving in the Belly of the Whale. Welcome, everyone.
Hi, nice to be back.
Glad to have you back. Now, I know last time, well, Ricky, you were here.
Yes, I was.
With a different lineup. Tell me about your new folks here.
Well, the lineup's kind of very fluid. Everyone else is still playing the new record. We're still recording it, and Miranda, Travis, Brian will all be on the new record also, but we are having a couple additions with Brad and Emily are also going to be playing and singing on the new album.
Very cool, very cool. So is it going to be a thing on the new album where it's, say, the three of you and then the four of you, or is it all kind of mixed up all
together? Yeah, it's all just kind of mixed together.
Very cool, very cool. When are you shooting for a release for that?
Hopefully by the end of the summer. We have pretty much everything's finished. We need to go in. Emily has to do some of her tracks, and Brett has to do some lead parts, and then it's finished. I mean, the base of everything is already done.
And when you get done with it, are you planning on doing any sort of touring or just playing around town? Or
I'm not sure right now. I mean, we're still going to do – I mean, still give the albums out for free, do another CD release somewhere where we can just get as many of those out for free as we can and then just play it by ear.
How has the response been? Because I know the last album you did for free as well, and I've seen them around town in various spots, but I've also heard of places running out of them and things. Has the response been pretty good to that?
Yeah, they've been pretty good. We finally have starvingthebellyofthewhale.com up, and you can go there, and there's a link to download the first album or the second one for free. And then we have them around at Toxic Beauty, Omega, Shake It Has Them. We've had record stores in other cities too have contacted us. We've had them in Lexington, Nashville. Someone in Europe contacted Miranda about wanting to carry some of them, and we sent some over there. So with all the downloads that we have and the physical copies, we're a little like right under 3,000 have been distributed now. So it's pretty good. Oh, the first two.
That's
combined. Great.
That's fantastic. So you had originally, you know, you were saying, you know, you just wanted to give this out for free. And it sounds like it's not only working as far as just getting your material out there, but a lot of people are hearing it. Have you heard back from any of these people in other places that have picked up copies?
Yeah, actually the last show that we played, the show that I'm thinking of, it was probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was up near Columbus. And we were playing with a band. I didn't know who the band was, but the band came up to us. And on Record Store Day, Omega was doing a promotion where everyone who bought anything at Omega on Record Store Day was getting one of our albums in their bag. And one of the bands that we played with were at Record Store Day and had both picked up our albums and knew some of our songs. So it was cool going to a show. And the other band that we played with they were just as excited to hear us as the people were that had came to see the show.
Very cool, very cool. And has that in turn led to any other gigs or anything like that? Having other bands like that pick up your material or?
Yeah, yes, it has. We've made some connections in Lexington, Chicago, and we're still trying to get some dates set up in both of those cities. But we've done some Louisville dates. We've been in Pennsylvania, Indiana. So slowly going out one state at a time.
Very nice, very nice. And once you get done with this album, are you going to dive right back into working on another one, or?
I don't know. That's how it usually goes. So as soon as we finish one, usually when one album's finished, I pretty much have everything written for the next one. So
very cool. And are you still doing the primary writing, or how does that work with such a fluid lineup, your writing process?
Yeah, this album, I know the last time we were on this show, we were talking about I was going to bring all the songs together and we're just going to record them however they came out, and that's how it was going to be. And it ended up working a little bit different with all the other members. And I went in and recorded the initial just rhythm guitar parts and all that stuff. And everyone else has just came in and done their parts and added to it. So,
kind of a building.
Yeah, definitely.
Process.
We'll record, like, what's happened is whoever's recorded will just pass the CD along to the next person who's recording their part. They'll listen to it for a week or so, then go in the studio and add whatever they hear should be in the song.
That makes for a very cool process. I can see how you may, kind of like a game of telephone, you start at one end
exactly.
And what comes out at the end is something completely different and unique in its own right. Has that process worked for you? Do you think it's something that you would try again?
Yeah, I think it works. I think it works really well, especially with having 7, 8-ish members on and off. I mean, every show we play kind of has a different lineup too, so it's nice. Either the shows now are either more acoustic or more live band. So,
and does that give you the flexibility to play different kinds of venues and different kinds of shows that maybe you wouldn't if you had like a really, really set lineup and say like a really set sound, like we're going to be, you know, live rock band. And
yeah, I think it definitely does. I mean, I feel like a lot of larger bands can get away with doing that, but being small and still getting our name out, I think it's good to have kind of two different directions we can go at a show so we can fit in with more different bands and get our name out there.
Very cool, very cool. Well, we're going to be back to talk more with Starving in the Belly of the Whale, and I think we've got some more live music coming up. That's in just a moment here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Are you tired of boring dinner parties? Wish you could impress your in-laws? Tune in to Fresh Air for coverage of politics, novels, filmmaking, and world affairs that you'll be talking about for days. Astonish your friends. Amaze your colleagues. Fresh Air, giving you something to talk about for over 20 years.
Tune in to Fresh Air weekday afternoons at 3 on 91.3 WYSO.
who has been the biggest influence on your life?
What are some of the most important lessons that you've learned?
What would you like for your great-great-grandchildren to know about you?
What lessons have you learned from me?
Miami Valley StoryCorps, where local people interview each other. Every Wednesday during Morning Edition, right here on WYSO.
Ever since I started playing YSO in my greenhouse and chicken coop, my seeds germinate overnight and my chickens lay bigger, tastier eggs. I've grown 4 inches taller, I read 3 times as fast, and I tell funnier jokes since I've been eating those enlightened vegetables and eggs. I guess it's Weiss Organic Cultivation.
You have to believe Mike Malone does. Right now, 6% of our listeners are members. Help us get to 10%. Join WYSO and tell us your story at WYSO.org.
Sintonize sua rádio no Jazz Forward com Nick Heliopoulos todas as quintas no WYSO de 8 às 11 horas. Mantenha-se aquecido no samba brasileiro e nas batidas do jazz cubano. Jazz Forward te leva ao mundo do jazz, do soul e do funk. Esta é a rádio que toca você.
Jazz Forward with Nick Heliopoulos, Thursdays from 8 to 11 p.m. It's international.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromhold, and I'm joined here in the studio by Starving in the Belly of the Whale. And I know we're going to hear some more great live music here in a few minutes. But I wanted to ask you, Ricky, and others chime in as well. You know, you have 7 to 8 members, and these are your 2 newest members that are here with you. How did you guys all get hooked up into playing together?
Well, with Brad. Brad and I have been playing in bands together since how long, Brad?
2001, I think, off and on.
Yeah, for a long time. Starving the Belly of the Whale is probably my first musical endeavor that hasn't included Brad. So,
wow.
After 2 albums not having Brad, it was just kind of, I don't know.
Sad.
Normal to have him. Have him to come in and add a little bit of his guitar stylings to the album. And, Emily, actually, we just got engaged a month ago.
Well, congratulations.
So that's how she got in the band.
By default.
So, and she's playing guitar and harmonica and stuff, too. She's, I don't know, definitely the...
secret weapon.
Yeah, the secret weapon in the band.
So this is kind of an interesting coming together. You know, you've got the folks you've been playing with as Starving the Belly of the Whale for a while now, and then you're adding an old friend and your fiance to the group. That's kind of really, I mean, I could already sense a family vibe in the band the first time you guys were on, but I feel like that just raises the bar as far as sort of this collaborative family vibe. You know, I was watching you guys play when you played the first 2 songs, and just the way that you guys were interacting, just head nods and things like that. I could see everybody's really in sync with each other.
Yeah, I think it goes good with the band. I mean, all of us have very busy schedules, and actually this is the first time that us 3 have played these songs together. Like, I mean, like I've said before, when we've done the album and stuff, we've heard the tracks and went through, but this is the first time we've really played them all the way through. So, and I mean, it's just good with Travis and Miranda and Brian and everyone else that we play with. I mean, it's just good that, I don't know, we have that musical connection where, I don't know, this may sound horrible, but I mean, I think it sounds decent, so we don't have to, like, practice 50 times a week to fumble through some stuff.
That does say a lot to be able to be that in sync with each other, that you can, you know, hop in and out of gigs and playing and things like that, and with relative ease, that you know each other's playing styles enough that you can do that.
Yeah, I think it just went back. I mean, especially with Brad and Emily and then Travis and Miranda and Brian. I mean, Brad and Brian I've known for over 10 years, so... Everybody that's played in Starving in the Belly of the Whale, I don't know, we have a lot of history together, so it's not just like random people that we just have come in and play. So,
and that's got to make that writing process that you were talking about a lot easier, to sort of have that history and have that feeling of being really in sync with one another.
Yeah,
to kind of know, you know, if you hand somebody a recording, like, somebody else sort of knows, you know, this is, you know, your style, and you know this is their style and things like that.
Well, also, it kind of makes it unique, and it kind of makes it fun and refreshing for all the members, because it's not just everybody having a strong tie to every single show or to each song. Ricky can have an idea, or maybe Emily can contribute, and then he might bring that to me or to anybody and say, what do you think about this? And then I can just collaborate with him, and there's no pressure. It's just, you know, kind of like a carefree thing to where ideas can flow forth, and it's kind of a fun way to approach it, you know.
It's good with songs too. I mean, I don't know, we pretty much have at least two different ways to play all the songs depending on what members that show up for the show, so it's good for the band to just keep all the songs kind of fresh.
Yeah, definitely. I can see where you'd almost have to have, depending on instrumentation, different versions of the songs. And Emily and Brad, do you guys play in other groups as well? I know that Ryan and Miranda and Travis all, you know, play in a lot of different things. Do you guys, is this your only musical project or?
Yes. I don't do anything else. And he kind of makes me do it, so.
She has some solo stuff that she's written that's amazing, but she refuses to play for people. It's way better than what you're hearing now. So.
Well, maybe one day you can come back and play that for us. And Brad, what about you?
Actually, my wife and I are music ministers at our church. So we do the worship leading at our local church where we live in Eaton, Ohio. And my wife does the lead singing and the keyboard, and I do guitar and some lead. And actually, her brother plays drums with us, so it's kind of like a family endeavor. But
that's cool. So it's cool. Family of friends and then your actual family.
Yeah.
That's got to make playing really fun.
Yeah. Brad's brother-in-law, Michael's actually been playing percussion at some shows too, like the more acoustic shows.
Cool. So just keeping going. I love that this real family atmosphere.
Nobody else is allowed in.
That's it.
It's just nice when you need somebody. You're not putting a lot of stress or pressure on band members that have other things to do or other bands to get involved in to say, hey, Michael and Brad, I'm playing this show. It's acoustic. You want to come? And we get together and just kind of let it happen. And it really turns out cool. So.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. The no pressure approach to rock and roll. I like that. Well, can we hear another song?
Sure. We'll play another one off of our new album. This one's called Our Biggest Problem. This one is going to be featuring the ukulele, so get excited for that.
Thank you.
Starving in the Belly of the Whale, live in the WISO studios. We're going to be right back, and they've got another something really special planned for you. So stay tuned on Kaleidoscope.
Whether it's something you heard in a newscast, a story that stuck with you, or a song that you can't get out of your head, we want to hear about it. Call the WISO listener line at 769-1374 and leave us your comments. This is your radio station, so tell us what you think. 769-1374.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and our guests this evening are Starving in the Belly of the Whale. They've got something really special for you right now. We're going to let them get to it.
We're going to do a medley of a couple songs of one of my favorite bands.
If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are talking and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'll never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'll never have to see the day again. Dark party bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and people in subways and trains, looking gray in the rain as they stand disarray. But people look well in the dark. But if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are talking and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'll never have to see the day again. I'll never have to see the day again. I'll never have to see the day again.
$26 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Chasing all women around. Pardon me, sir, it's furthest from my mind. I was just looking for a dear friend of mine. I'm waiting for my man. Thank you. all dressed in black. A PR shoes and a big straw hat. He's never early, he's always late. The first thing that you learn is that you'll always have to wait. Of stairs, everybody's pinned you, but you don't care. He's got the works that'll give you sweet taste. You don't want to split it, cause it's just no time to waste.
Starving in the Belly of the Whale, live in the WYSO studios. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. Check them out, starvinginthebellyofthewhale.com. We've got a link up at the Kaleidoscope Facebook page. And get their album. It's around town, Toxic Beauty Records and Omega Music, or you can download the tracks from their website. Guys, I want to thank you so much again for coming out. Right now we're going to hear from the Gutter Twins. This is a track from their latest, Saturnalia. It's called I Was in Love With You.